Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. It's time to move on to part two of The End of Time, which was on New Year's Day in 2010. Was it on New Year's Day 2010? Because it was, I think it was, yeah, Christmas 2009 and New Year's Day 2010. So that was when they were on originally, part one and part two. So, yeah, it's a million years ago. Because, yeah, it's 2023 now. It was 13 years ago, so it's 2010. I don't know the maths that well. I know that's a simple maths. I should be on top of it. But, yeah, like I've been doing a statistics class at uni and it's hard going. Anyway, part two of The End of Time. Here we are. It starts with a recap. The master doing his bin bashing, auditioning to be in Stomp. just banging on that thing four times. The doctor's going to die. He will knock four times. Yeah, because so obviously we're meant to think that that is the master's knocking inside of his head. The portentous Ood, as voiced by Brian Cox. The Ood saying the end of time, just so we know that the title of the story is part of the part of the portentousness. You know, the prophecy, the prophesized business. Donna's head's burning. Wilf's trapped in the glass cabinet so he doesn't turn into the master, except the whole world becomes the master. And then the master proclaims it the master race. And then Timothy Dalton at the end saying the Time Lords will return because he's a Time Lord. And that's all that's before the opening credits. It just goes straight into the opening credits. And then when it opens after the there's Gallifrey all smashed up. The big dome over the Capitol is got a great big crack in it. Smoke's pouring out. There are Dalek sources everywhere, like just like littering outside the great big smashed up dome. Then Timothy Dalton is in his Time Lord robes. He's flanked by two Time Lords with the big shiny collars, and they're walking along this very long platform, which is very high in the air, to a hexagonal door. And there's fire and smoke pouring out of another hexagonal door a bit further up on the wall. The only thing that worries me about this scene is, why do science fiction walkways have no guardrails? Like, has there been some kind of space economic rationalism in the future where occupational health and safety is completely abolished? And it's like, well, it's too expensive to put up a guardrail. We're just going to have the bridge go out. And if you fall off the edge, more for you. Like, it's... like it's in Star Wars, it's the same. It's like a lot of very dangerous, like, you know, when Obi-Wan has to jump from that platform to the other thing to work the controls. I'm like, how is the person who just works here meant to get over there? Like, what is the procedure? Why are these giant drops in space? Anyway, I don't understand it. Occupational health and safety in space, it needs to be looked into. I'm calling for a royal commission into occupational health and safety in the future in space. No, it's not okay. Anyway, as they're walking through the big hexagonal door, there's big portentous music, which goes with the big portentous scene. Timothy Dalton sits down at a giant Time Lord conference table, but it's got like gaps cut out for the people sitting at it, and they're sitting in these big high back chairs. And because so much has been cut out of the big conference table, it actually doesn't look that big anymore. And it looks like it's in a giant room. I don't think it's in a very big room, but it's just very dark. So there's a woman sitting at the end of the conference table. She's scribbling, and scrolls are just popping out of her everywhere. She's just writing. Timothy Dalton wants to know what news there is of the doctor. And someone says, he's disappeared, Lord President. Oh, so Timothy Dalton is the boss. A Time Lady says that the Doctor has the moment and he'll use it to destroy Daleks and Time Lords alike. I wonder if she's meant to be Chancellor Flavia. The woman writing in the scrolls has like these weird tattoos on her face of brambles, like kind of just sort of thorny plant things. I mean, I think they're meant to be tattoos. It just looks like someone's gone crackers with the brown paint. It's like a really kind of ordinary henna tattoo from Bali. So the woman writing the scrolls is yammering about burning, falling, and that this is the last day of the Time War. Apparently Gallifrey falls today. So this is like the very end of the Time War. And the woman scribbling is just like, ending. And the other one, who may or may not be Flavia, she says, this is the furthest edge of the Time War. At its heart, millions die every second, resurrected and then dying over and over again. Like, that is some big business to try and comprehend. She calls it a travesty of life. And she's like, isn't it better to end this war at last? Like, just let this be Gallifrey's last day and let it all finish. And Lord President Timothy Dalton stands up and says, thank you for your opinion. And he points his left hand, which has this massive gauntlet on it. He points it at her. The gauntlet glows. She screams and then dissolves into dust. Not so much dust. She looks, it's kind of like ash or, again, you know, leaf litter. She dissolves into autumn leaf litter. And, you know, it would have been winter when this went out in the UK. That's the other weird thing. Like, they obviously film these things in summer and everyone's pretending that it's cold and it's like, it's not. You're not selling it to anyone. like, a sunny day in England is unmistakably sunny. Like, I just watched, has anyone watched Slow Horses on the Apple with Gary Oldman? Oh, my God, it's amazing. Kristen Scott Thomas is in it. She's great. Like, it's just, it's glorious spy. I want to call it a drama, but it's very funny. Jonathan Pryce is in it. But it's, I watched all of season two on Christmas Eve. Not Christmas Eve. Because the last episode didn't go up until the third. On New Year's Eve, I watched it. It was fun. Anyway, it was clearly filmed in English summer because everyone's sweating all the time. Like, it's not a, you know, Britain's not really built for a lot of sun. Like, it's nice when it comes out. And, you know, because of all the rain, everything's green and lush and amazing. But you don't want to have too many hot days in a row. It's just like, no, wilting, can't go. this has been my diary of watching TV shows clearly made in summer in England. completely losing my mind here. So Flavia has turned into, you know, bits. And the president says, I will not die. Oh, he's really a little bit going a bit crazy. He says there's a billion years of Time Lord history riding on their backs, and he will not let it perish. And then a nervous Time Lord pulls out a scroll and says, oh, there is another part of the prophecy. And he's like terrified to bring it over to the president. He's like, it's difficult to decipher. It talks of two survivors beyond the fall of Gallifrey locked in a final confrontation. And the president is like, oh, that must be the Doctor and the Master. And he goes, and the guy's like, there's one word, Earth. And Tattoo Face starts chanting, Earth, Earth. And then the Earth appears above the table as like a hologram. And the president's like, that's where our salvation lies. And then someone laughs, and I can't tell if it's meant to be him or if it's the Master. Like, are we back to cackling John Sim taking up my whole television? Next thing we see, the Doctor, who is chained up the way the Master was, Hannibal Lecter style, like in the chair, like his mouth is covered. He's, you know, got lots of straps on him, like he can't go anywhere. And the Master comes over and tells him, I've got a planet to run, and stalks off to ask if everybody's ready. And there's lots of Masters doing things in the background. Like, everyone's John Sim. The Master is on the screen talking to each other, reporting there's 6 billion of him waiting for orders. President Master, Unit HQ Master. They've both transferred power to the other Master. The Chinese military leader Master tells his millions of troops to present arms. And then we just see, you know, hundreds and hundreds of John Sims in Chinese military uniforms with guns. Wilf is tied up in the same room where the Doctor is. They're not in the big dome room. They're in a different room. I think they might be in Joshua Naismith's office where he and, you know, he and his daughter were revealing plans very early on in the last episode. And it seems like months ago, all of that stuff. Like, it's just... like, so much has happened. Or maybe I've just taken so long to recap it all. It just feels like so much has happened. Maybe not that much has happened at all. I've just been distracted by glittery buses and national anthems and all sorts of other nonsense. Anyway, that's what happens here. I get distracted by things and I look over there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.